Hi, I'm Sarah McGuire. I'm the founder and director of the Poetry Translation Centre. And I would like to welcome you all to Mosaic Rooms for this reading from three new volumes by Abdelnasih Lali, the leading Moroccan poet, that have been industriously and furiously and wonderfully translated by André Nafis Saheli. I mean, his labours on behalf of Abdelnasih are really quite extraordinary, actually. We, on Monday, launched a little chapbook of poems, which is on sale out there, that André had translated of Abdelnasih's poems. And tonight, there's the launch of two books. One is this book of poems, The Rule of Barbarism, that was published last year, and the other is a memoir called Bottom of the Jar by Abdelnasih. So there are three books, but the publisher of these two books couldn't bother to turn up this evening, so this is why I'm introducing them. Anyway, let's not go there, but I'm very honoured to be here and delighted because Abdelnasih Lali is such a fantastic poet, he really is, and an amazing writer. He was born in 1942 in Fez, and he has spent his whole life writing and as a political activist for 8.5 years in jail under the reign of Hassan II for crimes of opinion. And he's had a very difficult life, and as you will hear with all of his writing, it's inflected by his search for justice, his enormous wit and courage. So please do join me in welcoming Abdelnasih Lali and Nafis Saheli.
Before I start to talk about the bottom of the jar, I wanted to start by reading a poem, which it was actually the poem that opens the pamphlet that Sarah mentioned. And the reason I wanted to open with that is because Dutfi's mother, Geeta, is actually one of the greatest characters in the bottom of the jar. And I will speak about her afterwards. But thanks to Sarah and PDC, I was able to put this little pamphlet together while in Fez. And my mother, after living with me at the time, I remember thinking back then that, you know, it's interesting to reconnect with a parent after a long absence and see how much you really belong to them. And that's why I think Abdelnasih's poem about his own mother really struck a note. It's called My Mother's Language. It's been 20 years since I last saw my mother. She starved herself to death. They say that each morning she would pull her headscarf off and strike the floor 7 times, cursing the heavens and the tyrant. I was in the cave, where convicts read in the dark and painted the bestiary of the future on the walls. It's been 20 years since I last saw my mother. She left me a china coffee set. And though the cups had broken one by one, they were so ugly I didn't regret their loss, even though coffee is the only drink I like. These days, when I'm alone, I start to sound like my mother, or rather, it's as if she were using my mouth to voice her profanities, curses, and gibberish. The invisible litany of her nicknames, all the endangered species of her sayings. It's been 20 years since I last saw my mother. But I am the last man who still speaks the language. The reason, again, I decided to begin with that is because, apart from Abdelnasih himself, in the book, Geeta has to be the most astounding character, really. She's a central figure to the book. And in the second chapter of The Bottom of the Jar, we see her on a hunt as she sets out to find a wife for her eldest son, Si Muhammad. And I'll read a little extract just to color that. Geeta began inspecting all potential candidates, turning her thoughts first to the young girls of our clan, those whom nature hadn't endowed with her gifts and whose appearance, according to her, frightened the sparrows, were rejected out of hand. My mother's taste was quite clear when it concerned the woman's beauty, and she voiced it in a truly macho way. My uncle's eldest daughter was promptly rejected because her breasts were no bigger than apricots. The same uncle's youngest daughter was likewise bluntly dismissed as flawed because she was slightly cross-eyed and, shame of shames, her hands were shaped like paddles. Abilitif is a wonderful reader. Yes, sure. Is a wonderful reader, and which is why I'd like now to ask him if he kindly read from The Rule of Barbarism, which was his first collection of poetry.
Yeah.
French?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Which one? My choice.
These are the poems that, and there's a, it's a rather long collection, but there's only six long poems in this book, and Latif wrote them in the mid to late 60s, and I think continued working on them slightly in the early 70s, but the book didn't actually come out until 1976, by which time he'd already been in prison for a few years.
Feuille de talisman. Eye of the amulet. Meurtre. Cerveau rapiécé de l'onde des cryptes. Meurtre. Meurt le gosse des cités, raison meurt, broyé dans les rides, sans le secours des mains. Meurt, cerveau de grisaille, meurt. Proche la nuit où tente de chapeler ses graines pour le retour de l'aurore. Que disent les sphinx quand impossible le retour? Eux-mêmes ont vieilli, lassés de leur alliance avec le vent. Maintenant, je cherche à ma tribu un langage qui ne soit pas un alliage. Viennent à ma phalange les cyclones d'argalier. Collier de guêpes à ma gorge de terre. C'est mon atroce lucidité qu'un miroir brouillé de souvenirs où vient cogner l'histoire. Maintenant, je sais de quel pouvoir je suis investi. Des peuples parcourent ma langue quand nuit de flamme édifie le silence, à coups de pilon, j'invente des berceuses. C'est mon atroce lucidité qui ébouriffe ma voix au rythme des caravanes. C'est mon atroce lucidité qui me taille un âge à la dimension du désert. Maintenant, j'ai besoin de dégueuler des strates de narcotiques et fumer de fumier, mots de raison pâle comme une tisane. Je jette ces livres où j'ai appris l'orgueil. Me voilà, ici, présent, là, velu de nuit, hérissé de guêpes, avec cette fragrance de muscles comme une ossature de chameau, prêt à bondir sur la route en un jappement. Regardez donc si mes seins ne bourgeonnent de maléfices, mais qu'on ne laisse quelques vénules, seulement quelques nerfs, rien qu'un doigt, et je retracerai sur mon parchemin une nouvelle cosmogonie dans l'harmonie totale de ces éléments. Ça va ? Arabe, berbère, homme plus encore, avec cependant cette marque, cette voix indéfectible. Venu de vos lendemains, fossoyeur de ruines, que ne prendrai-je sur moi des horreurs de la nuit et sans bride résonner les heurtoirs pour que chaque seuil me tende ses logarithmes. Oui, je sommeille depuis les salines de la montagne, une oreille suspendue à la roue du temps. Je laisse pousser des bras pour mûrir un réveil. Je ris, oui, je ris dans mon rêve. Regardez mes paupières que les caravaniers inséminent de germes et mon œil terrifiant, précis comme un sablier.
Tonight, as the other night on Monday, that he's proved quite a reticent reader, but I do like that. The fact that he'd rather be writing books, actually, than reading them out to audiences, in a way, which I think is important. Yes, my English. After all, I just want to. Eye of the amulet. Everything dies. The brain patched up along the crypts dies. The locus of cities dies. Reason dies. Ground up in the wrinkles, without the assistance of hands, the greyish brain dies. Near the night when so many rosary beads are counted, for the return of dawn, say the sphinxes, when the return is impossible. They too have grown old, weary of their kinship with the wind. Now I seek my tribe, a language that isn't an alloy. May the cyclones of argons come to my phalanges, a color of wasps for my throat of earth. It's my atrocious lucidity, like a mirror rusted by memories. Where history comes crashing, now I know with what power I am invested. People traverse my language when night of flames build silence with hammer blows. I invent lullabies. It's my atrocious lucidity that ruffles my voice to the rhythm of caravans. It's my atrocious lucidity that cuts me an arrow the size of a desert. Now I need to spew layers of narcotics and fumes of manure. Words of reason as pale as a herbal infusion. I toss away these books where I learned pride. Here I am, right here, held in velvet night, bristling with wasps, with that smell of muscles like a camel's skeleton, ready to bound down the road in a yelp. See then if my breasts don't blossom with curses. But may I be left some veinlets, just some nerves, only a finger, and I will retrace on my parchment a new cosmogony in the complete harmony of its elements. Here idioms collide in my mouth, the thirst of verbs. Here the ripple of sweat under my armpits, the path of biceps impelled by my inner animal, sprung from caves, bloody the quill, my head on each wall, the cavalcade of my breath, casting forth planets in its eruptions.
Je voulais lire juste un texte, un petit texte, qui est des conseils que je peux donner à un jeune écrivain.
He wants to read out a little text that spells out advice for young writers, would-be writers.
Maria, ma femme est encore au Raphaël, j'écoute ça avec joie.
What is my advice to new writers?
Alors, ma femme.
The advice?
كن وفيا للكتابة بحضورك اليومي.
Be loyal to writing every day.
وبقبولك لكافة متطلباتها.
And accept its every demand.
ضعها أي الكتابة ضعها في المركز. ونظم حياتك على هذا الأساس.
It must be central to your life, and you must organize your life around it.
اعمل على التحلي بقيمها.
Respect its values.
اليقظة المستمرة.
Constant alertness.
السعي الدؤوب.
Constant persistence.
الصدق مع النفس.
Honesty with yourself.
كشرط للصدق مع الآخرين.
As a condition, as a precondition for honesty with others.
السؤال الذي يعلو على الجواب.
The question that must remain superior to the answer.
الرفق بالكلمات الجريحة.
Tenderness towards wounding words.
لا تأبه بالموجات الصاخبة والعابرة.
Don't listen to loud and passing waves.
جزاءها لا تتردد في أن تكون متخلفا.
Don't worry about being retrograde.
اجتنب السلطة. اجتنب السلطة كيفما كانت.
Avoid power in whatever form it comes.
وإن هي حاولت امتصاصك قاومها مهما كان ثمن.
And if it tries to suck you in, resist it at any cost. It's a very long list, very tall order as well.
اكتب بقدر وقرأ بقدرين. إذا اكتب بقدر وقرأ بقدرين. بقدر معين.
I'm not sure what so you need to read twice as much as you write.
القواميس ليس إلا مقابر للكلمات.
Dictionaries are only cemeteries of words. But plant life in them.
احترس من اللغة الجاهزة.
Be careful of ready language.
لا تبايعها.
Don't sell it.
صنعها.
But fight it.
قصد إبداع لغتك الخاصة.
In order to create your own language, your own private, personal language.
تجنب الشعرية إن كنت شاعرا.
Avoid poeticisms if you are a poet.
ولا تتخلى عن معاني الشعر إن كنت روائيا.
And do not abandon your poeticism if you are a novelist.
كن أشد نقادك.
Be your most severe critic.
انظر لما تكتب كرغيف متواضع.
Look at what you write as a very modest piece of bread.
معد للاقتسام.
Ready to be distributed, to be shared.
اعتبره ملكا عميما وليس خاصا.
And consider it a public property and not your own personal property.
لا تبقى سجين محيطك.
Don't remain prisoner of your environment.
اخرج غادر ابتعد.
Go out, leave, and take your distance.
لا تأبه بالحدود ولا تخف من الضياع.
Don't respect borders and be not afraid of loss. of being lost.
فالأرض كلها وطنك.
The earth altogether is your home, is your homeland.
والبشرية كلها شعبك.
And all of humanity is your people.
في كل ما تقوم به وأينما رحلت في كل ما تقوم به وأينما رحلت يعني.
In everything you do and wherever you go.
لا تنسى من أين أتيت.
Do not forget where you came from.
الأرض الأم التي أنجبتك.
The earth, the mother that brought you to life.
سلالتك الإنسانية.
Your human descendancy.
حتى ولو أصبحت شيخا.
Even if you become an old man.
لا تفرط في الطفل الذي كنته.
Don't waste the child that you were once.
وفي أحلام الشباب.
Nor the dreams of youth. Now I know why there are so few writers.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'd just like to point out that one of the I feel very personally lucky to have been able to work on Wilkie's writing for such an extended period of time. And in a sense, it's quite well bracketed, because if you read the bottom of the jar, you have this window onto his childhood. The rule of barbarism here are the angry visionaries.
C'est des poèmes de jeunesse, hein?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the passionate angry poems of youth, his first poems,
yes,
absolutely, and then the pamphlet has a collection of mostly poems written in the early 90s, so a full decade after he released from prison. So that's as good as an introduction to the man.
Can you do questions?
Yeah.
One of the lines you read in the poem, translated into English,
yeah,
said something like, "People traverse my language,"
mm-hmm,
or "my language is traversed." And I'm,
yeah,
curious in translation, how much trust is there when someone translates your words into another language,
yeah,
that you can uphold, as we've just heard, from one language to another,
yeah,
the essence of those words? Because I thought they were very beautiful. I don't know if anything
gets
lost, but certainly very meaningful.
Well, not in my
job. Oh, no. Everything gets lost in translation, unfortunately. I think the reason why a lot of translators prefer to work with prose is because there's less chance of things getting lost in the process. Poetry is incredibly difficult. And especially when it's poet to poet, you always get the temptation to change things around. That's why a lot of excellent poets decide to produce versions instead. Really should come to it with the honest premise that it's 50-50. You've got some critics coming in from the original author, and then the translator changed them around to suit the necessities and possibilities of the target language. With the rule of barbarism, I originally asked the publisher, and I'd like to point out as well that this book is the first book in a series that will have five other poets, and it's a Brit Bakenbach's publishing house, and they're publishing bilingual books by major African poets. I think one of them is coming up will be Corsino Portas, the Cape Verdean poet. I originally asked to produce versions of these because I thought actually perhaps it's presumptuous, but I could perhaps voice the anger better, because I was struck ever since I met Abdul Latif really that my music does not match his, and I think obviously that was to be expected. So this is as faithful a translation as I felt comfortable in
producing. Oui, je voulais dire d'abord que.
I'd like to say first of all.
Moi, j'ai admiré le courage
d'André
Vous avez traduit ce livre.
The translator was quoted.
Mais je comprends pourquoi il a traduit.
I understand why he translated.
Je crois que nous avons, il a le même âge. Quand j'ai écrit The Road to Babel.
I'm the same age that he was when he produced this book.
Donc, je pense qu'on.
Therefore, I think.
Un vrai traducteur pour moi.
A real translator for me.
C'est un traducteur qui choisit ce qu'il traduit. Qui a ne traduit que selon des besoins qu'il a de traduire.
It's the translator who not only chooses who he translates, but who he needs to translate.
Et puis, je pense que la traduction, c'est un art en lui-même. C'est vraiment un travail de création. De création.
C'est un art
du même registre que celui de écrire de la poésie, ou écrire un roman, ou une symphonie. C'est un travail de création tout à fait autonome.
It's an autonomous creative kind of work.
Et c'est une passion ou ce n'est rien du tout.
It's either a passion, it's nothing at all.
Je vous demande en français, comment vous faites pour continuer le même discours? Comment vous faites pour traduire de l'arabe en français, du français en arabe? Comment vous faites?
Non, moi
est-ce que vous faites confiance à vous
traduire de l'arabe vers le français?
Almost just asked whether.
Carry on the same question.
Yeah. How did Abdelatif find the process of translating from Arabic to French and vice versa?
Yes,
because. This man has many strengths. He was not only a magazine editor, poet, novelist, but he's also a leading translator. He's translated a lot of Arab poets into French, one of them being Mahmoud Darwish.
No, but vous-même, you write in French or français or now? What is it?
أنا ما أكتب باللغة الفرنسية طبعا
ما تكتبش بالعربي شعب
لا حرام عليك
he doesn't write Arabic poetry only
but all his work is
mais j'écris aussi en arabe dans ma tête mais quand j'écris en français ma langue maternelle n'a pas disparu.
Just because I write in French, it doesn't mean my mother language has suddenly disappeared.
Et même la langue que j'ai désirée librement, à savoir la langue espagnole, c'est une langue que j'ai apprise.
Spanish is the only language I actually chose to learn and to.
Cette langue est présente. Je crois qu'un écrivain, il écrit avec toutes ses langues.
A writer really writes with all his languages.
Mais il a besoin d'un instrument d'expression. Bon, c'est parfois le hasard de l'histoire, parfois c'est un choix aussi, mais. C'est la liberté finalement de l'écrivain. C'est la liberté de l'écrivain ou son destin.
It's a writer's freedom to choose how to navigate between languages.
Pourquoi par exemple Salman Rushdie, comment se fait-il qu'il a écrit en anglais? C'est son destin, mais aussi peut-être c'est son choix.
Why would Salman Rushdie write in English? Maybe it was his destiny, but also it was a choice.
Did you have a lot of contact with Arab poets, you know, when you were young, say? Did you know people like Adonis and people in Lebanon, Egypt, you know, Maghrebi? Because some people feel Moroccan writers are a bit cut off sometimes, you know, from the big Arab mainstream.
Oui, la plupart de ces poètes sont mes amis. Adonis, Mahmoud Darwish, avant qu'il. Mais j'ai traduit beaucoup de poètes arabes.
I translated many Arab poets.
Mahmoud Darwish, Samih Qasim, l'autre poète palestinien, Abdelwahab Zbayati, qui est un grand poète irakien,
Sadi
Youssef,
Mohamed Al-Mahoud, qui était un immense poète syrien, Ghassan Kanafani, pas dans le domaine de la poésie mais de la prose, un écrivain palestinien aussi, un écrivain poète marocain qui s'appelle Abdelaziz Zarika, une poétesse syrienne qui s'appelle Aisha Arnaout, et puis d'autres. Et j'ai fait deux anthologies jusqu'à maintenant. J'ai fait une anthologie de la poésie palestinienne contemporaine. Il y a une trentaine de poètes qui sont représentés.
You put together an anthology of Palestinian poets with over 30 poets.
Une anthologie de la poésie marocaine, de l'indépendance du Maroc jusqu'à nos jours.
and also another anthology of Moroccan poets of the post-independence period.
J'ai traduit aussi, mais avec en collaboration avec ma compagne Jocelyne.
I've also translated in collaboration with my wife Jocelyne.
Un choix de texte de pour la jeunesse, pour les enfants, écrits par des auteurs palestiniens. Donc j'ai choisi des textes écrits par des auteurs palestiniens pour les enfants, et on a fait un album avec ces textes.
Together, they put together a book, a collection of stories written for children by Arab authors. Palestinian.
J'ai traduit aussi un écrivain, un poète syrien qui était emprisonné pendant 13 ans, qui s'appelle Faraj Bayraklar.
I also translated a Syrian poet who's been in prison for the past 13 years.
Et bon, je crois que ce travail que j'ai fait, mais avec aussi le combat formulé des associations en France pour la libération de Faraj Bayraklar, heureusement, a contribué à sa libération.
On top of his work as a translator, he's also taken part in various committees that have worked towards the man's liberation, which was successful, and he feels very proud of that.
Donc, parfois, la traduction peut avoir aussi un rôle tout à fait disons, pratique.
Sometimes translations can have quite practical.
Ça peut être un combat, et moi, je crois aussi.
It's a form of struggle.
Mais en général, je pense que la traduction, c'est un combat pour le dialogue des cultures.
It's a struggle to find.
Imaginez s'il n'y avait pas la traduction.
Think of if we'd never had translations.
Je crois que les cultures seraient totalement étrangères les unes aux autres.
No one would know anyone else. Cultures would be holy islands of their own.
Et puis, bon, la grande partie de notre de chacun de nous, de notre culture à chacun de nous, ben, elle est faite de livres traduits et non pas de livres qu'on lit dans la langue, écrits dans la langue.
The greatest part of the culture is constituted of foreign works in translation.
Bon, je crois que ça
I agree. I think sometimes one can be a bit too critical. I think, no, you're absolutely right. I think, as always, one has to focus on the negative. No, I think you're absolutely right. Because even though there is technically, you could be really specific and anal and think, yes, that little thing has been lost, you still think, well, I wouldn't have to work in the first place had not been a translation. So it's good to have at least a redux version, even if the word redux is debatable. It's good to have it anyway, right? No, you're right.
Moi, j'ai une formule parfois que j'utilise. La traduction, c'est comme une trahison amoureuse.
the translation is like a love betrayal. Well, you should know what it's all about. Go back to the party. Yep.
But can I ask
another
language?
Yes. But only for more
kindly trying. Sure. Yeah.
أستاذ
عبد اللطيف الوعدي، الحياة في التعدد، أنت تكتب في لغتين أو تعيش في لغتين العربية والفرنسية.
So Mr. Lawi, you live and write in two languages, Arabic and French.
وتكتب تعيش التعدد في الأجناس الإبداعية، تكتب الشعر والرواية والنقد الأدبي.
And you write poetry and criticism and verse and prose. So vous comprenez?
Eh non. Yeah. Je comprends ce qu'il
dit. Ah bah oui. Non,
c'est la flèche. Et là, au niveau الجغرافيا أنت تعيش بين المغرب وفرنسا والأندلس.
And you live geographically between Morocco, England, France, and Andalusia.
كيف وجدت هذا التعدد؟ كيف تجلى هذا التعدد على هذه الثلاث مستويات في تجربتك البداية؟
This plurality, how does it affect your creative process? You should introduce yourself as well. Because he is a poet.
Yes, yeah. 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 Yeah.
طب لو ترجم لو جاوب هترجم لك ولا تفهم
يا عالم؟ لا هو يجاوب.
أنا ممكن أجاوب بالعربي أنا ما أنا أطرح سؤال بالعربي أنا أجاوب يعني هذا الأشياء التي تحدثت عنها كلها هذا تلخص كائن عجيب غريب اسمه الإنسان.
All these things that you mentioned really they define the strange, mysterious creature called the human being.
كل هذه الأشياء كائن بشري يمكن أن يحتضن كل هذه المكونات.
All these components can be contained by one creature.
العقل البشري أو الوعي البشري الجسد جسد الإنسان ليس سجنا.
The human mind and the human body is not a prison.
هو مجال فضاء.
It's an open space.
يستقبل العالم البشرية كل الأشياء.
It's an open space that is hospitable to everything.
أنا أكره الهوية التي تسجن وتقتل الرغبات الحرة.
I hate any identities that imprison me and that kill my free desires.
ممكن أضيف شيء لأن لماذا أقول هذا الكلام؟ لأنه النظرة الموجودة عند على العالم الثالث أو العالم العربي في الغرب هي النظرة التي تسجننا في الهوية الوحيدة يعني الخالصة بينما نحن ربما نشعر بهذه الرغبة يعني بالهوية المتعددة ربما أكثر مما يشعر بها من يلقنوننا دروس أو يعطونا دروس يعني في الإنسانية.
So I say this especially because of the way that we are looked upon as belonging to one single pure identity. He is always as Arabs and he's talking about the Arab world. Whereas actually we may desire this openness and this variety much, much more than we are, than seems to the outside eye.
Bonsoir, j'avais posé le même genre de questions que mon prédécesseur que j'ai là.
I'd like to ask the same question as my predecessor.
Je le pose en français parce que moi je suis anglaise, mais j'ai l'impression.
C'est pas grave.
I asked the question in French.
Comme je suis anglaise pour vous dire que j'ai l'impression, si on se défend en plusieurs langues, moi aussi je parle espagnol aussi.
I speak many languages, don't Spanish.
Français. Et je trouve la domination de l'anglais un peu partout que
dans
le monde anglo-saxon, on a une difficulté à saisir. Et c'est pour ça que je voulais poser la question à vous dans le processus de création, que parfois, si on se défend en plusieurs langues, l'idée s'impose dans une langue d'abord. Et la question que je veux poser, est-ce que si l'idée principale dans le processus créatif se pose par exemple en espagnol, est-ce que vous suivez toute l'idée en espagnol ou est-ce que vous vous dites finalement, en saisissant l'essentiel de l'idée en l'explorant, il vaut mieux le faire en français ou en arabe? Comment vous choisissez? Est-ce que c'est l'idée qui choisit la langue? le processus de création qui choisit le produit final.
Because I find the Anglo-Saxon world quite close off to other languages, I'd like to find out how do you find the process of writing in between your languages? Which one would you prefer, or rather, what do you think each brings to your work?
Non, moi je pense que pour, je parle pour moi et les écrivains de ma génération.
I only speak for myself and the writers of my generation.
Algériens, Tunisiens, Marocains, bon, de ma génération. En fait, c'est l'histoire qui nous a choisi.
History has chosen us.
L'histoire, c'est-à-dire l'histoire coloniale.
Then by history, I mean
l'école coloniale où on a appris le français exclusivement et pas la langue arabe.
During the colonial period, we learned French exclusively and our mother language was kept to one side.
Oui, mais la question, la vraie question, l'histoire nous a choisi pourquoi?
Is why has history chosen us?
Donc le travail que je suis en train de faire aujourd'hui,
looking at the job I do now,
c'est-à-dire, bon, je suis quelqu'un qui est entre cultures.
I am someone who is between cultures.
Et je suis donc aussi très à l'aise dans ces cultures différentes.
I am very much at ease in all these different cultures.
Et donc, mon rôle à moi, c'est de jeter des ponts entre les cultures, d'ouvrir des fenêtres entre les cultures. Entre...
And thus, I see my role as a bridge between these cultures, or rather a window.
Et je pense que l'humanité a besoin de nous.
And I think humanity needs us.
Parce que quand on écrit dans sa langue, dans son pays,
because when you write in your language,
quand on est un écrivain normal,
when you're a normal kind of
writer, on n'est pas dans ce rôle nécessairement.
You may not fit that role exactly.
Donc je dis que l'histoire, même si elle a été injuste avec nous, elle nous a permis, mais ça c'est notre conscience, c'est nous aussi qui avons arraché ce rôle à l'histoire.
History in that sense has been good to us, so by taking that from our history.
Donc, ne voyons pas dans cette affaire un malheur quelconque, un exil quelconque. Voyons aussi la face lumineuse, j'allais dire, de cette
situation. Let's not focus on the troubled side of this condition, but rather focus on the positives that it actually brings.
Il faut bien voir dans quel monde nous vivons.
We must take a really hard look at the world we live in.
C'est un monde cruel.
It's a cruel world.
Où bon, les frontières deviennent de plus en plus des murailles.
Where borders are becoming walls.
Où on n'arrive plus à comprendre les autres.
To the point where we can no longer understand.
On a peur des autres.
We are afraid.
Voilà la règle. On a peur. Et donc quand on a peur, on ferme. On ne veut plus rien savoir.
You're afraid, you stop thinking.
Et bon, le rôle d'un intellectuel, surtout de l'intellectuel des pays du Sud, c'est de défendre l'humanité, sa propre humanité, de dire nous sommes comme vous.
It's to defend humanity and say we're just like you.
Nous sommes comme vous, nous avons un cœur, des yeux, mais nous avons aussi nos problèmes.
And we have the same problems.
Et peut-être nous avons moins de chance que vous.
And we may not be as lucky as you.
Sur le plan matériel, peut-être pas sur
l'autre
plan. Voilà, bon, enfin, j'avais envie de.
There we go. This is why I translate.
Très bien.
I was wondering which language to ask, but Arabic.
You can speak the language real.
Yeah, we
should have Arabic, Spanish.
Absolutely.
We are in the Tower of Babel. لكن بدون اللعنة
الكرس
إنما هي النهاية واحتفاء بالحياة واحتفاء بالجميل في الحياة لكن الشاعر
لكن
الشاعر عبد اللطيف لعبي مؤخرا بدأ يتحدث عن الموت طالب بأن تقرأ عليه خصائص في جنازته وطالب بأن أن تكون مراسم الجنازة لائكية. نحن نعلم أن
هذا لحظة بس. So recently you speak about the happiness of life and its fullness and its variety, but recently the poet Abdul Latif Alawi has been speaking about
about death and about what he would like to be read at his funeral.
محمود درويش لنا أكبر مثال على ذلك. يبدأون في الكتاب عن الموت، يتحدثون عن الموت. محمود درويش كتب الجدارية، كتب كذلك قدم نصائح للشعراء في شعر يمر.
So we know that poets, all poets, as they grow old, begin to write about these subjects. Mahmoud Darwish did it. He wrote the Jidariya, his epic poem, he finished it a few years before he died, etc. Have you reached the stage?
هو ليس بالضروري أن تكون شيخا حتى تكسر مسألة الموت.
You don't have to be an old man or woman to write about that.
أنت ربما تلاحظ معي مثلا أن الشباب حينما أول لما يكتب أي واحد لما يبدأ في كتابة وتطور المراهقة وتطور الشباب يتحدث عن الموت أكثر مما يتحدث عليه الشيوخ.
In fact, many young writers when they start writing, even adolescents.
يعني طور الشباب هو طور ميتافيزيقي، وبالتالي يعني تطرح أحيانا بشدة كبيرة مسألة الموت. يعني في هذه المرحلة من العمر.
They tend to write more about death. Being young is a sort of metaphysical state, and it's very often fixated on death.
لكن ما هو المشكلة؟
What's the problem?
الكائن البشري شو هو؟ يعني في الكاتب أظن بأنه الأدب الشعر بشكل عام يتحدث عن ثلاث مواضيع لا أكثر.
What is the problem? I mean, the poetry and literature speak about three main subjects, really.
الحياة.
Life.
الحب.
Love.
الموت.
Death.
ليس. هل هناك شيء آخر؟
Is there anything else to write about?
لكن أنا هذا النص أنا كتبت نشرته للصحافة المغربية ونشر مؤخرا في جريدة الأخبار اللبنانية. نص حول حرية المعتقد.
I wrote the text that you refer to is a text I wrote recently for the Moroccan press.
حرية المعتقد.
The freedom of thought, of belief.
No. المعتقد. Conscience.
Of conscience.
ولكن حرية المعتقد في الحياة. وأمام الموت.
In life, but also before death.
أنا من الناس الذين في المغرب حاليا أناضل من أجل مجموعة من القضايا من الحريات، ومن ضمن الحريات حرية المعتقد. أنا أفضل أسميها المعتقد وليس حرية الضمير. شنفهمون زيادة المعتقد تكون متدينا أو غير متدين.
Okay, so I'm currently fighting on several fronts for different types of freedoms, including the freedom of conscience. Or the freedom of thought, actually, and belief.
هذه من المسائل القضايا الكبرى في ضمن الحريات.
These are one of the, this is one of the big struggles when you're fighting for freedom.
الجرأة في الموضوع هو أنني أطرح مسألة الحرية المعتقد ليس فقط في الحياة ولكن أمام الموت، لأن الموضوع يعني عبارة عن طابو عندنا في الثقافة الإسلامية.
Because and what is different here, what is brave, if I may say, is that I'm not only talking about freedom of belief in life, but also before death, which is a big taboo in our culture, in Islamic culture. So to question death. I have an intimate relationship with death. In my previous
تحدثت يعني طولا وعرضا في هذا الموضوع لكن الهاجس بتاعي في هذا الموضوع لم يكن هو مسألة الموت ولكن مسألة ما بعد الموت. يعني عندنا في العالم البلدان الإسلامية مستحيل أنه تدفن أولا مثلا حق الأموات هذا ممنوع غير موجود إطلاقا.
So I've dealt with this subject quite often. A couple of books ago, I wrote in A Man Passes By. I wrote about this, but I'm much more interested in what happens after life. And in our culture, this is a taboo subject. There is no such thing as the right of the dead. This is pre-written for you.
فحقك أن تطالب بأن يكون يعني الطقوس جنائزية مدنية وليس دينية.
So for example, for me, who is not, you know, if you're not religious, you have the right to ask for a non-religious death right, R.I.T.E., which you don't at the moment.
حتى أرض الدفن هي ال
even as far as where your burial ground is.
السيمتير يعني في ال
cemeteries. Even this is sanctified ground. It does not accept the concept of a civil burial. I have another problem. And I'm married, I have an additional problem. I'm married to a lady who was originally Christian. And who is liberated from these religions. And she is by heart Moroccan. And our joint desire is to be buried next to each other. After we lived 50 years together.
إذن
بعد عمر طويل إن شاء الله.
لا السنة القادمة حيكون يعني الحفل عيد ميلاد عيد 50 يعني.
Next year will be our 50th anniversary.
هذا مشكل حقيقي. موجود ولس يعني ما لست الحال لسنا الحالة الوحيدة مثلا في المغرب أو في أقطار عربية وإسلامية أخرى.
This is a real problem.
وهذا هذا حق من الحقوق الإنسانية البسيطة التي يطالب بها ولا علاقة له يعني بالطقوس المأتمية أو شيء من هذا.
And this is a right. It's one of a basic right that I'm demanding and I'm calling for, and it has nothing to do with ritual or with an obsession with death.
Hello.
Last question.
Yeah.
En español, yo recuerdo las palabras de Jorge Manrique. Nuestros vidas son los ríos que en verdad en el mar es morir. Our lives are like rivers that flow into the sea, but at the end we will die in the same place.
Yeah.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
I did. Okay, that was absolutely fascinating. I'm trying to draw
conversations over the differences.